This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, middle initial M like Margaret, Cat, K-A-T-T. Date of birth 9/12/1958. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Cat with a right renal infarction, history of pulmonary embolisms, and anemia. Her last visit was July 25th of 2022. She has gained 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and she is trying to limit caloric intake and to get more exercise to help her lose the weight again. She did have hiatal hernia surgery in August of last year, but it hasn't worked as well as hoped, and she was told that she'll need an esophageal dilation very soon to help some of the dysphagia symptoms that she's still experiencing. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, and she does see a cardiologist, Dr. Salach, S-A-L-L-A-C-H, for her patent foraminal valley, which is stable. She's had a history of pulmonary emboli, and she's anticoagulated with Eliquis regularly. She has edema of the lower extremities that's slightly improved with some new stockings, not compression hose, but very secure knee-high stockings that are easy to get on and off and also help control the edema. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight magnesium, 400 milligram daily. She takes Prevacid, 30 milligram once a day. The Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Folic acid is 1 milligram daily. Norco is 5/325 twice a day. Zofran, 4 milligrams as daily as needed. Tylenol for breakthrough pain. And lidoderm patch also for breakthrough pain. Physical examination, weight 232 pounds, pulse 73, and blood pressure 120 over 86. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft without ascites. She does have a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, none in the calves or upper legs. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done November 8th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 0.9. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Her sodium 140, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 24, albumin is 4.8, calcium is 9.7, hemoglobin 15.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, right renal infarction with preserved kidney function, a history of anemia, and history of pulmonary emboli anticoagulated with Eliquis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 4 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.